Help the Crowd Shout Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalists and riot gear to Beanie Babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouieB and just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crotch Shot Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouieB.
Warning. Warning. This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Weepy. The Weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Out Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louie B. I takes no bullshit from nobody. I actually expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy-to-digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today, I am joined again with the lovely, the talented Shane from Liberty Under Attack Radio at libertyunderattack.com. And as always, if you like this show, either help me by shopping on my using my Amazon link if you're going to still use Amazon. But also help me out by mining cryptocurrency, which is what this show is going to be about. We touched on it last week about crypto. And there's a lot of crypto social media sites that are popping up, and I think it's fantastic, especially after this week with Mark Zuckerberg's testimony in Congress today. Yesterday and today. Basically got caught lying out his ass. And honestly, like, look, I consider myself a libertarian. Other people might consider themselves anarchists, socialists, liberal, communists, whatever. National socialist, or also known as a Nazi. I don't, like, honestly, I don't want to silence anybody personally. I want it, like, because honestly, the bad guys, or people who I perceive are the bad guys, let's just be fair, they tell on themselves. The more I am a huge believer of giving people enough rope to hang themselves. And if we silence people, if we silence people that we don't agree with, they don't hang themselves. They become more...
Reminds me of John Ritzheimer.
What happened?
If someone would have censored his free speech a while back, then they wouldn't have seen him shooting the Quran, and they wouldn't have known that he was just the biggest asshole ever. So, yeah, you know, people gave him enough rope to bury himself with, and boy, he'll never have the same reputation again.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, but I mean, I'm talking about
obscure Patriot Movement reference.
Yeah. Oh goodness, I need to get more into that.
No, you don't.
I don't? No, you don't. Okay.
No, you don't. All right. Don't worry about it.
All right, good. Because honestly, what's his name? Chris Cantwell? Like, I don't know. I really have not ever heard not one word he has ever said.
Really?
Yeah.
I called him to a show once a couple of years ago when he wasn't when he was actually an anarchist before the whole Trump election.
Ah.
But it's been years since I've listened to him. He got a little too radical and odd for me. So yeah, now he's a government informant.
Oh really? Like that. Oh, is he?
Okay, yeah. Well. Yeah. He. Yes.
Oh,
he came out.
Oh, okay. Well, but still, I mean, people talk crap about him, Antifa. Look, the only thing I want to stop Antifa from doing is being violent. The only time anyone should be violent towards another human being is when that human being is being attacked.
Self-defense, yeah.
Self-defense. For self-defense reasons. Other than that,
the initiation of force is immoral. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you're just going to punch someone like, oh, I don't like what he says, or I'm just going to call him a Nazi because he doesn't share the same views as me. No, you're an asshole. And honestly, I am personally waiting, and I'm not trying to sound tough or anything, because I don't go out like, chips bumping into guys just to do it, just to test my mettle. All I'm saying is if I am attacked by Antifa, and I get pissed off and I hurt you, I don't want to hear shit where, oh, you hit him because he's a he-she or whatever type of thing you want to identify as. The moment you attack me physically, you stop being a human and you become a target.
Understandable. Yeah, I can understand that approach to it.
Yeah. I mean, it's... I am going to do just enough to get you to stop hurting me. The moment I feel pain is it. That's it. But you talking in your Marxist bullshit, which I could say it's bullshit. You could say what I say is bullshit. I'm probably going to come out with some arguments and a list of things on why I think you're wrong. But I'm going to defend to the death your right to say it.
Right. Yeah, civil discourse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
That's not how it is today, huh?
Yeah, no, it really isn't. Because, I mean, look, I was on, a few months ago, I was on this liberal podcast. And I'm not going to mention the name because I'm not giving them free advertising. They could pay $600 a month. Five Moneros, if you want to advertise on this show for the month.
Well, that's a good deal for you, man.
Yeah, 5 Moneros.
In a year, it'll be valued at $5,000. No worries.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Oh, I'll adjust the price accordingly, just to be fair. But, But no, I mean, I was on this and, you know, they were commenting on the show I did where I believe that, pegging, open relationships, cuckolding, are really detrimental, are an attack on masculinity. You guys could listen to that show I did, but they didn't make an argument. They were just saying they would play a clip and laugh. Okay, what was funny? What was funny of what I said? Oh, he's an idiot. Huh. He's an idiot. He's stupid. He doesn't get laid. Okay, what does, like, and you know, and the way liberals like stack the deck. They're like, oh, if you try to dispute anything I've said, any of their art or what little argument they make, you're bullying them. You protest a little much. And I'm like, okay, so you don't want a discussion. You just want to call names. And they try to say that I wasn't a libertarian. I'm like, no, I am. I don't want the government to control you. I just have an opinion. And if I don't go out and initiate violence to stop you from living your life or stop you from practicing those things, I am a libertarian. I just have different, I just believe that certain things are, you know, don't lead to a good way of life. And, you know,
sure, but they can be handled voluntarily in a free market too.
Yeah, yeah.
There are things like ostracism and boycotting and all that sort of stuff too. So there's still enforcement there, so to speak, but yeah.
But that's the thing. I'm not even calling for don't bake them a cake, because honestly, if I owned a bakery, I like making money.
Oh yeah.
I like making money. Unless they ask me to draw a man fucking a boy or a child on a cake, I don't give a damn. But if it's if it says Stacy and Jennifer, congratulations on the wedding on a cake, I'd be like, all right, done. That'll be $200 for the wedding cake. I'd be like, thank you. Or that'll be one of Monero, please.
Roughly valued at $190 right now, I think. Yeah, it was last time I checked.
Yeah, yeah. See?
There you go. Yeah. I like it.
I mean, because I don't care. I really don't care. It's do I think it will lead to happiness? No, I don't. I don't think homosexuality will lead to happiness. No, it doesn't. And I'm actually writing a bit, and it's not funny yet. It's not funny yet, but in the same way,
sure, it's pretty comical.
I mean, in the same way socialism needs capitalism to survive, homosexuality needs heterosexuality to survive. We make the babies. We make the babies. Sure, so essentially, yeah. Straight people create more gay people. So it's not funny yet. It's just a concept. Someone's going to probably steal it now and make it better. But I don't give a shit. But, you know, it's... but going along those lines, like Facebook, Twitter... YouTube, they need us. They need conservatives. They need anarchists. They need libertarians on their platform.
They don't need. They don't need anarchists, but.
Well, I mean, look. You provide like there are anarchists on YouTube that provide content.
Sure, I have a YouTube account. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, made some money off it too. So
yeah, there you go. And they make money. They make money off of me, even though I've been demonetized like a motherfucker for years. That's what I get for clicking on my own links. I was really? Like, how long does it take to fucking make $100 on this bitch?
Oh man, I thought about doing that, but I figured I'd do it the right way.
Yeah, yeah. So that's how I got demonetized, which is why I gotta like do other shit.
Right.
But like honestly, but I only clicked on links of like products that I thought I would buy. In fact, I even bought stuff. I thought it would be okay. Like I bought I forgot what I got. Oh, it was an Uber ad. No, wasn't an Uber ad? No, it wasn't an Uber ad. I forgot. All I know is I bought something. By clicking on my own link, because I'm like, oh, that looks nice.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
Whoops. And all of a sudden, and then I even tried to appeal it. I'm like, but I even bought something. Like, nope. So they're still kind of making, they're making money off of my, off of my, off of my content. But, you know, it's, it's whatever. But like, they're like, and the reason why I say this is like Facebook, Twitter, you know, YouTube, they're cutting off their nose to spite their face. And the reason why I say this is every time they censor anything other, any voices other than liberal voices, there is a conservative buildup these days. I mean, would you agree, Shane?
A buildup.
Like there are more, there are more people that identify as conservative now, especially after this election.
I wouldn't say so. No, I don't think there's any negligible difference. Like, oh, really? I don't think there's that big of a difference.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, I mean, I've been at rallies before. I've been at Proud Boy rallies, and you probably don't know.
So I guess let me add a caveat. People may be, you know, actually doing stuff now with their conservatism.
Yeah.
But I don't think there are a lot of new conservatives. I think they just got excited for some reason.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
All right. You're killing me, Shane. No, I'm just kidding. So, no, but I'm just saying, you know, you have, I mean, shit. Damn, where was I going with this? Okay, well, I believe that there are more people that identify as conservative. You got people coming out coming out the closet as Republican. I guess you're right. They're more emboldened now for some reason.
Yeah, I don't think the numbers are that different. I just think I think they're, you know, more, you know, excited and active now. And yeah. I think that's the only difference.
Yeah. I mean, the point I'm trying to make is that there's a market that these sites could make money off of potentially.
Selling ads
that are directed towards these people, conservative, libertarian, what have you. And what they're doing is they're censoring those people. They're calling, they call any little thing hate speech. In fact, during the Zuckerberg testimony in Congress yesterday, Ted Cruz, who surprised me, because I mean he just looks like a fucking pedophile in my opinion. He just got that face, like, come here, little girl. But anyways, besides the point, he talked about these two YouTubers who have a Facebook account called Diamond and Silk. These are two sassy black women that are pro Trump. And they talk about is how they love Trump and all that, and they were deemed dangerous content. What I mean, and I've listened to them. They don't talk about
now. If they outright, you know, any pro political anything, if they just said, hey, that's, you know, dangerous content, I would say, yeah, that's true. If, you know, spot on for them. But, you know, it's selective, right? It's not a clear thing.
Because I mean, I have a friend. He's Jewish, and he tells me constantly he keeps finding Hamas on Facebook. And he made Zuckerberg made the point. He's like, oh, we tried to delete terrorist organizations or terrorists,
right.
Terroristic, and you know, it's like
as if they couldn't.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
I mean, and it's I'm like, you're gonna outright lie. I mean, I like talking from a personal standpoint. Look, I do stand up comedy. I like to write jokes on Facebook, and it, hence the name of the show. I like to be edgy, and I'll say some edgy shit. Am I trying to be racist? Am I trying to be sexist or anything. No, of course not. I am just trying to poke fun at racism and sexism and all other types of isms by making it sound as ridiculous as possible. That's the butt of the joke.
Yeah, reduct you ad absurdum. Yeah, reduce it to absurdity.
Yeah. And, I mean, the problem is either somebody else reports it to Facebook, or Facebook has these algorithms that are so knee-jerk that any word that is used, no matter what context you use it in.
Yeah, banned word, yeah.
Yeah, it gets you banned for 30 days. I mean, I've already been banned this year 3 times. And it's only...
I've had a photo reported and taken down once, but I've never had a suspension in like 6 years
on fascist book.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know how. Some radical shit. We've talked about radical shit, so.
Yeah, but you don't come. Hold on. Let me go on my Gab. And this is, and again, oh, this is a perfect segue. The shit that I can't post on Facebook or Twitter, I go on Gab. And Gab is now an alternative social media. The censorship of all these social media has created a new economy. Has created a new market.
Created the need for alternative services, yeah.
And, you know, it's you got people that are getting banned for stupid shit that really isn't wrong. Okay, hold on. Let me yeah, okay. Well, actually, no, this didn't get me banned, but O.J. Simpson is not black. He killed his cheating wife and lover with a knife. He's Puerto Rican. Because we use knives. That's the joke.
Yeah.
God, what got me banned?
I don't remember. I see your stuff come across, you know, quite often, but I haven't seen any bans or anything, so I don't know.
Yeah, from the perspective. The only gambling I do is when I bet a guy $10 that he can't get me a burger. No matter what I win, either I get a burger or $10. My bookies are Five Guys. Okay. Five Guys is fucking delicious.
True that.
Like, honestly, sponsor me, Five Guys. Even in fact, you don't got to give me money. I'm a fat.
Just give me cheeseburgers. All I want is cheeseburgers.
Oh, and fries.
Maybe an occasional milkshake.
Well, I can do without the milkshake. Just give me that and the fries, and I'll be happy. Oh, okay. The dishonesty of the left. Damn, I've been playing it safe. When people who are on welfare buy lotto tickets, that is their way of climbing the corporate ladder. Okay. No.
Well, I like that one.
My only problem with H&M is that they never have my size. Okay. I just had a fucking libtard accuse me of rape because I agree with Trump tax cuts. All right. Oh, this is what it is. When I was 19, I caught my then girlfriend cheating on me with a woman. In order to keep her secret, she told her family I raped her. We never had sex and barely kissed because she told me that she wasn't ready when she was really just a lesbian still in the closet. Hashtag me too.
So that's what got you banned?
Yeah, I think so. I think that did, because you can't talk shit about lesbians.
Yeah, and the Me Too thing, that was popular. So those, I mean, people are probably tracking that thread.
Yeah.
Just, you know, banning, reporting. Wouldn't surprise me in the least bit. So I'm glad there's alternatives to these surveillance state apparatuses, or I guess extensions.
Trump's sexual harassment accusers look like women that gave me consent. Yeah, that would have given me consent. Okay. But you get, all right. Well, anyways, the point has been made.
Indeed.
I mean,
indeed.
Like the like.
I don't think you have to tell any. I mean, I'm sure you've got, you know, quite a libertarian audience, or even if, you know, a conspiracy kind of, you know, yeah, if there's some conspiracists that listen. I mean, no one's going to. Everyone understands the censorship and outright oppression, or I guess suppression of, you know, speech on these social media sites. Yeah, it's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, okay, so basically, like, and I have to thank you for telling me about Steemit. But you know, because like, look, the potential that, and I don't want to make it sound like a commercial for Steemit and other its other products, and it's coming out with other products that you definitely should use. You know, there's an alternative to YouTube. There's DTube now, and there's also this other one that I currently use. It's called BitChute. I use that.
But there's no monetization through BitChute, is there?
Not yet. It's still fairly new. It's still new, so you know, it still has to. I mean, they're talking about in the future they will be. That's where I got the.
It's on the roadmap then.
That's where I got the idea and the way to get people to help me mine for Monero.
There you go.
So, you know, because they try to get people to mine for Monero for them, so that way they could pay for their servers and whatnot. So sometimes I help them out, and I help them mine so that way they could continue.
Right, yeah.
You know,
yeah, and the more people mining, the more secure and decentralized the network is. So
yeah,
the network is. So that's a great thing. Yeah.
Like, let me ask you, Shane, why is decentralization good? Since you brought it up.
Well, why is decentralization good? Well, just look at the all of the issues with centralization. If you just look at like the financial end of centralization, look at things like identity theft. And, you know, hacks into servers and, you know, money being stolen and all of that. Central points, you know, so centralization creates a central point of failure. And that makes it, you know, government or, you know, hackers love to hack into, you know, the IRS, and they love to hack into big banks. They like to hack into whatever they can get their hands on.
Right.
And those are all, you know, major problems with centralization. Also, too, just as a, you know, in nature of the, as a feature of the climate now, privacy is gone now too. So centralization, you know, makes it easy for, you know, governments to regulate and violate privacy and spy and all of those things. So I think those would be the most the biggest negative features. And also, you can look at government in the stew, because government is the, you know, just the you know, centralized. Institution of the use of force.
Right.
So, you know, look at all the negatives from the centralization of power under government. Well, you know, democide. There's been a lot of citizens murdered by their own governments. I don't remember the number offhand, but it was like 200 million in the 20th century alone. So, yeah, decentralization prevents any of that accumulation of power and things like that if it's truly decentralized, if it's truly distributed in nature. So, yeah.
All right. Ah, it's 870,000 to 50 million in the 20th century.
Okay.
Democide. That's the. I just googled that real quick.
Cool. Good deal. Yeah, I wrote an article about it. Probably in middle to end of 2016 when I started using Steemit.
Ah. Well, I mean. I know you're atheist, but in the Bible, you know, whether you believe in prophecy or anything, it's written that man will rule man to their injury.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair.
I mean that goes without saying. I mean, and honestly, it goes with absolute power corrupts absolutely. Yeah, so
Lord Acton,
like, yeah. I mean, when you have these sites where you have so much power over people,
yeah, over their information, over their most intimate details about their life. When you have them tracked every single minute of every single day. Yeah, that's creepy as all hell, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. It really is. I mean, it's like when I checked my information on Facebook, even though I don't know why it has me as a moderate.
Yeah, it had me as a conservative, which fucking killed me, man. Killed me.
Damn, I would have loved to have gotten conservative. I ain't no damn.
I'm not conservative in any sense of the word whatsoever.
Well, you know? Are you fiscally conservative?
Fiscally conservative. Well, I just think the government should be abolished. I don't think about these little details are important. I don't know. I'm just not a conservative. Not at all. I'm a free market anarchist. Mm-hmm. And conservatives are not pro free market. That's just what they say. Right. But that's not true. Not true at all. They're loving Trump's fascism right now.
All right. Trump, you believe Trump's a fascist?
Well, every single election is between a fascist and a communist. That's how it has been for a long time.
Fair enough.
I'd say that's how it's been for the majority of human history, too. So, I mean, yeah, and there's plenty of overlap. I mean, you know, Hillary's a little fascist as well. I mean, yeah, that means it's the authoritarianism is, you know, fascist against socialistic. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
It's just they need each other.
Right.
To promote the false dichotomy.
Well, of course.
Yeah, go ahead.
Of course. I mean, the left-right false paradigm. I just, like, look, from as a comic and a troll, I like trolling people. I love how every little thing he does, he breathes the wrong way. He freaking eats the wrong way. He freaking makes a typo on a Twitter post. Like, it throws people into a tizzy. Do I agree with everything he's done? No. I don't agree with any go fucking with Syria again.
Yeah, World War III, here we come. Thank you, Trump. We would have gotten it either way.
Yeah.
Didn't make a fucking difference, but people still thought Trump would, you know, magically not be a fucking imperialist. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I mean, even though I would like to believe it's because he's trying to be Mr. Negotiator. He's like, okay, well, we'll go against Syria if you guys let me do this. I don't know. I don't know. But back to crypto. Back to these crypto.
Happy subject, yes.
Yes. A new crypto market. And see, I'm not jumping on Shane. He has valid arguments. Come with a fucking valid argument. And I'm not gonna do that. I'm not calling him an idiot. I'm not cursing him out. Am I? No.
No, we're just having a pleasant conversation. We're gonna
In fact, I'm gonna take what he said under a lot of consideration.
Well, I definitely appreciate that. I take everything you say into consideration too, Louie.
It's like he's not bullshitting. The thing is, with a lot of leftists, all these like Hillary, like, well, not even Hillary, like Bernie Sanders, like worshipers, that, you know, they're like, oh, you're an idiot. No. Okay. All I keep hearing, all I really hear is when people talk, when they talk about, you know, talk shit about the brands, like, I want free shit. I want the government to do this, do that. And I'm thinking, you want more government?
Right.
Like, I mean, the point that keeps getting made, especially with these anti-gunners, against these anti-gunners, is like, okay, so the guy that you call literal Hitler, you want to make sure he has all the guns.
Right.
I mean, look, that's not my point. It's a valid argument. Like, you don't trust him at all, but you trust him to protect you. Like, I'm in New York City. You know how hard it is to get a gun to keep in your house? You need to prove that there is a threat to your life that you need to have a weapon in your house. You can't just go and register a gun with the NYPD and be like, hey, yeah, I am applying for a license. You need to prove that you have a need for a gun. Mind you, it takes 30 minutes for the cops to show up for anything because they're not trying to get shot. They don't want to come into a situation where shots are being fired. They would rather come out and be cleanup crew and pick your dead carcass off the floor and write a little report and get their little 1 or 2 hours of overtime and fuck off somewhere.
Yeah.
Which I can't blame them. I can't blame them. Their job is not to protect me. And that's the thing. When it, like, everyone shits on the and I'm just, I don't know why I keep going on these tangents. I don't know why I keep going on these fucking tangents.
The bludgies are pissing you off, man.
Yeah. What?
Bludgies, yeah.
What are bludgies? Oh.
Bludgies, yeah. They bludgeon. Yeah, they're bludgies.
Oh, okay. I didn't know there was an ethnic slur for cops.
I don't think it's ethnic.
Well, can we just call law enforcement an ethnicity then? I mean, they're blue.
They're blue.
I hate these.
I suppose so, yeah.
I don't want my daughter dating no damn bludger.
There you go.
I'm gonna go burn me a cross on some bludgy's fucking lawn. Get off my damn! Get out of my neighborhood, you damn copper. And that's with 1 P, not the metal, not the metal copper. Okay. But yeah, no. But like, look, they have no fucking obligation to protect you. A Supreme Court ruled that police don't offer, you have no expectation to get personal protection from the police at all. And so everyone's screaming, even conservatives screaming at the Brayard County Sheriff for not going in and saving those students. He was not obligated to. He's not obligated to save
people. No, yeah, you're right.
He's not. His job is to enforce the law and to arrest people for breaking the law. His only job was to arrest the shooter after shooting. That's it.
Yep, exactly. That's a hard pill for people to swallow, man. But you got it, yeah.
Yeah, because you're self-defense.
Every one of your listeners should read The Production of Security by Gustave de Molinari. It was published in like the 19th century, mid 19th century, and you know, it's just it talks about the dangers of you know, centralized policing and the need for free market and security. It's a short book. It's a really short book. I actually did an audiobook of it over at Liberty Under Attack. It's really, really fantastic. If you want to even get even more philosophical on the subject, it's good.
Okay, that's the production of security. By Gustave de Molinari. You could get it off of Amazon by using my link.
You can.
tinyurl.com/LouisB. In fact, how much does it cost on Amazon? It is $3.59. Get it now. Or you could get it for free if you join Amazon Prime, and then you could just download it, you know, don't even have to play it out. Yeah, in fact, I'm gonna buy it.
There you go.
Add to list. Signing in. So anyways. But yeah, even then, I mean, look, even proved it, said it again, centralization is a bad thing, even when it comes to you know, law enforcement, when it comes, because they don't protect you. They're not supposed to protect you.
It's always bad, man. Like, it's always it's really always bad.
Yeah, and I'm really starting to see that. I mean, like, look, I'm honestly, like, look, I do security. I think I do a better job at preventing crime than a police officer.
I wouldn't doubt it at all.
Like, I'm not saying I'm better than a cop, but I'm there. I'm not there 24 hours, but in places where I'm at, I'm there 24 hours a day. I can respond to problems before they happen, before they escalate. If I see something going about to happen, I could call the cops faster because I'm there. And they'll still take their 30, 45 minutes to get there, but they get there a lot faster than calling them later.
Right. You know? Yeah. I mean, cops only have to cops only are there to show up after a crime's already been committed.
Yeah.
And they're not actually there to protect you. They're there to, you know, enforce the law and you know, provide punishment. Whereas, like, with your job, Louie, as a private security, you're there, you know, you're there, something could happen, and you'll have to step in.
Yeah.
And my job and is take care of it.
My job description, not MO, what's that called? I forgot that word, that phrase.
Standard operating procedure?
No. My mission, I guess. That's not the phrase I'm looking for, but it's close. Like, my mission is to protect persons and property.
Yeah.
Persons being first. That is what I was trained. And it doesn't involve me fighting, but, you know, it's like, if you notice, if I notice someone, and I've, like, in my many years of doing security, I've developed kind of like a sixth sense. Like, I could, like, see something and realize, oh, this ain't gonna turn out right. Maybe we should go here, move away in this direction, or I will call someone with a gun, because I'm not allowed to fucking have one.
That's bullshit. You're in the security industry.
You know how hard, you know, in order for me to become an armed guard, it's so fucking expensive, especially in New York, and you need to take 47 hours of training per year.
God damn, dude. Barriers to entry. They don't want people to get that.
Yeah. Per year, in order to keep your license current. In fact, it's a 47-hour class beginning, like, essentially to get your license. And every year, you have to take an 8-hour class to keep your license current.
Okay. Yeah, 8 hours isn't bad, but still, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
I fucking hate regulations on firearms. That's bullshit.
Well, no, I mean, even for security, every year I have to take an 8-hour refresher class.
Yeah.
For security. But they don't do that for police. I wonder if they do that for police officers, if they have to take a refresher class every year.
I doubt it.
Like, imagine if my, like, security were regulated like the police. In order to be able to carry their gun and their firearms and to be a peace officer, you need to be recertified every year. You know, but it's like, look, I've personally intervened during a domestic dispute. Like, I've intervened. I've stopped, you know, fights from happening. It's you know, I've broken up riots.
Yeah.
When I used to work at a homeless shelter. It's like, you learn, you know, you have to, like, you, and that's all without a gun. That's all without me beating someone. Like, the moment security has to beat someone, they've lost. You shouldn't. You shouldn't have to beat someone to get. There's a thing called verbal judo that you have you learn.
Right.
Like it's like, hey, you know, look, I understand that you're upset, but let's do the math real quick. You hit that guy, I gotta write a report. You're probably gonna end up getting in trouble, going to jail. You already just got out. I don't want to see you go back to jail. I want to see you succeed. Of course, I'm bullshitting, because I really, right. I really don't want to write that fucking report.
True. Yeah, I get that.
Is it really that serious? What's the problem? Oh, that's it? Okay, look. Tell you what. Let me go to the back, see if we got some soap. Bada bing, bada boom. If I get you soap, will you squash this? Yeah? All right, boom. Here's some soap. Problem solved. No one gets shot. Everyone's chill. Right. Like I've had good discussions like that. But I mean, do you like as far as like a centralized government? I mean,
well, that's a redundant statement. All government centralized. But go ahead.
Right.
Sorry.
Damn it. Why you gotta make me sound like an asshole?
I don't mean to.
Okay. So, I mean, you're an anarchist. So, how would society run in a decentralized crypto way? As far as the economy, you know, law enforcement, because, I mean, of course there's gonna be natural law. Like, you don't murder, you don't steal.
Yeah, just no violations of person or property. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big question.
How would you punish someone that violates that? Because even if you do get a anarchist society, we are still not gonna be in a utopia.
Right, of course. Yeah, of course not. Utopians don't exist. Hence the word, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, that's an interesting question. I guess how would it look in a, I guess a more decentralized manner? Well, I mean, I think something with all the blockchain hype. It's important to remember that not everything needs to be on a blockchain. So like although I think in every industry, every single industry and every single human interaction, I think it could be valuable and make things more efficient and secure and maybe anonymous. But I think that's kind of one possibility. I don't know, it's a tough question. It's a tough question.
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean, of course, we'll have our guns to protect ourselves.
But right. Yeah. Like, exactly.
But
exactly.
There are people out there that we're going to have to remove from society.
Right. Yeah.
Like pedophiles, rapists, murderers. Human. Well, I guess human traffickers could go under rapists, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, and I mean, and there's been a lot of, and this is even before blockchain technology, a lot of theorizing about private arbitration and dispute resolution organizations. Mm-hmm. And there's a really good one on YouTube. If you just type in "law without government," it's like a 3-part series, and it really breaks down how a decentralized free market, process for, solving contract, contract disputes, violation of the person and property, et cetera. So mm-hmm. That's, there's been a lot of theory behind that, and a lot of really good stuff out there. As far as privatizing security, the bludgies, getting rid of the all of the cops, the public police officers.
Mm-hmm.
The Threat Management Center in Detroit. Now it is not; they aren't anarchists. Or Dave Brown, Commander Dale Brown, says that he hasn't. He's never said that he is. I don't think he is. But he has something called the Threat Management Center in Detroit, and that's a really good case study of how privatized security, you know, would look, kind of like what you do, Louis, where you're there when the you know, conflict is, you know, starting, and it's your job to defuse a situation before a crime is committed, right?
Right.
So you're more efficient, and you actually have an objective to, you know, protect person and property. So those are kind of the two big ones, right? So security and, you know, law and, you know, providing restitution to victims, I guess a decentralized system to solve those things. Now, blockchain can be used for...
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, as far as punishment is concerned. How would you punish someone who obviously cannot function in this society, in a society? Like, you can't have someone... Like, honestly, when it comes to pedophiles, there is not yet, maybe there will be in the future, any treatment, any way to reform them. But
right.
you can't have them in society ever again.
Right, and I think an easy way to solve that, and I think you know, as far as the mini cultures I could see myself occupying, you know, kind of, I guess, free mini cultures. Mm-hmm. I could definitely see. Oh, I almost just lost my train of thought. That's not good. It's not good. Oh, okay. We're talking about. So yeah, like, I think the they would all be kind of based upon, you know, contracts. Mm-hmm. And then they'd be very, very explicit. So I think they'd have you know, somehow whenever you enter, you know, their mini culture, their you know, society or whatever, you know, they might have an explicit law or rule. You know, something that's been agreed up, agreed upon by everyone there.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, if they could say, you know, we'll throw you out, we'll kill you if we find you in our city. If it's explicit and they enter, then it's trespassing, and you know, whatever can be done can be done.
But then that would, I mean, maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but wouldn't that make it possible for there might be some towns that allow that type of behavior if it's all agreed upon? Like, let's say there's a town of fucking perverts, and they're like, hey, rape and pedophilia is great over, it is legal over here.
Right, but you also have to realize we're looking at this from you know, like a technical standpoint. How could it come together? But you have to remember that there's still going to be morality and ethics behind it. A lot of anarchists come to the position of anarchism through, you know, discussions on morality and ethics and things like that. So I think that's important to keep in mind here. So I honestly believe that, you know, that sort of stuff wouldn't be tolerated anyways, because there would be, you know, the rights of children would be, you know, violated.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think, you know, that is like that's kind of like the deep web, right? Well, what about, you know, all the nasty things you can find on there? Well, they have to go to the deepest, darkest parts of the you know, internet to do those sorts of things. It's not something that's promoted by anybody, right?
Right.
It's not even tolerated by anybody. So I imagine that wouldn't really even be a huge factor. I think it'd be dealt with a lot better than how it is with government, right? With, you know, child molesters getting less time in prison than someone who had a gram of marijuana on them. It's the state isn't doing anything. The state is hurting the situation. So yeah, there you go.
Mm.
So yeah, I think a market-based solution is,
Would there still be prisons now?
That's an interesting question.
And even still, who would? And then in that case, who would fucking pay for that? Like, I wouldn't want to put money towards feeding and clothing and sheltering, And I know I'm using the most extreme case. So please, you know, forgive me, everybody. But like a rapist and the murderer. Like, hey, this guy killed a whole family. I'm not particularly want him to rot in prison and me pay for it. It
right,
they
right,
be-
and see, and that's the great thing about the free market, where there's a lot of innovation in different areas, and a lot of people have the freedom to try different things out.
Yeah.
Because whenever a crime is committed, it's between the victim and the criminal, right? It's between those two people. So if a crime was committed, and John beat Jane, then Jane could say, what would be proper restitution for me? I think, a $5,000 fine, and he should do community service, or he should, do X, Y, or Z. It'd be up to her to decide what the proper punishment for restitution would be. So there'd be a lot of room to try things out. Some might still go with the model of prisons, and people that, occupy that society would have voluntarily, contracted into, helping to pay for that prison. Maybe it's a homeowners association or something like that. So, I mean, there are a lot of, it's the beauty of the spontaneous free market. I'm not a central planner. And plus, even if I, have my own little society and I like the way things function there, someone could be over, somewhere else doing something completely different. It would be fine. So it's hard to say. It's hard to say what it would look like, but, the free market is a very effective. It's very, very effective. So, I would much prefer that than the state.
Of course. I mean, we would still kind of have. Natural law would go into effect, so that way we still kind of have like a bill of rights and stuff.
Well, I don't think that's even necessary. I think the only thing people really need to know at a base level, they already kind of know, right? Well, what's the golden rule? Do unto others as you would have done unto you.
Right.
I think that, that's taught to kids early on, at a very, very early age.
Not anymore.
And, I would say it's still there. I mean, it's so kind of ingrained into this culture. It's just that once they get to the realm of government, that doesn't count in that realm, right? It doesn't have any effect there. Politics is something different. Government is something different. It's actually doing something good. It's kind of the way they have to rationalize it. Right. So,
all right. So, oh man. Okay, I'm trying to think of more questions, but I don't know where else to go. I mean, I just think this whole idea of decentralization is fantastic. Like, and the way you've explained it, I think that is the way to go. I mean, not having one thing that could go with that old saying, don't keep your eggs in one basket.
Right. Right. That is true. That is true. And if I could make one more recommendation to you and your listeners, if you haven't read it yet, but iPencil by, I think it's Leonard Reed. And it's really short. The audio version of it's like 15 minutes. It's a really short read or listen. And it's he just talks about the beauty and the technicality of creating a pencil. You know, one of those old wooden pencils with the erasers and, the lead and the wood. It's to show you that the government couldn't even centrally plan the production of a pencil. They couldn't even do it. So how are you entrusting them with any other areas of your lives? Right. It's definitely left to, we're all individuals. We all have different preferences. Certain solutions don't work for all of us. Most don't work for. There's no one size fits all, and that's all government is. It's
right.
It's not a case by case basis. It's authoritarian dictate.
Well, I mean. This last point I just want you to comment on, because I'm kind of curious about this.
Sure.
Like, okay, centralization of anything is bad. However, the government did create the internet through DARPA. Like,
And they're the largest contributor to Tor, too. I mean, yeah, I know these things, yeah.
So, I mean, How do you negotiate that or reconcile that?
Well, it's important to keep in mind that technology, whether it's the internet, whether it's blockchain, whatever it is, it's a tool. There's no inherent characteristics of, you know, good, evil, right, or wrong. It's a tool and can be used. It's like a gun. Mm. It can be used for hunting. It can be used for self-defense, but it can also be used, used to murder somebody, unfortunately, right? But that doesn't mean a gun is good or evil. It doesn't mean that a blockchain's good or evil. If, an illegal gun was purchased with Monero and it was used to murder somebody, it doesn't make there's no right or wrong inherent in the technology. It's just a tool.
Well, I mean,
how do I reconcile that? Well, it doesn't really come into factor. I use it for the furtherance of my personal freedom. And,
yeah, but the point I'm trying to make is that a centralized entity created something that it potentially promotes or can promote, and a lot of people use it to promote freedom.
Yeah, that's true. But I would say, Louis, it's really a small fraction of people that make up the conversation outside of the whole government thing. The large majority of it is just entertainment. Mm-hmm. A large portion of it is, you know, government, controlled and approved media. And, that's what the algorithms push you in fascist book. That's what the algorithms that push in Twitter and all of those things. I don't know where else I was going to go with that, but I think that kind of, you know, says enough.
Right. All righty. So I think we should just leave this there because we've been going on for an hour. Shane, you want to promote anything?
I suppose I can. So I do Liberty Under Attack Radio. I release that every single Sunday. We talk about direct action-oriented solutions. So nothing political about it. No political crusading. But we, you know, look into potential strategies for personal freedom. We're doing a Building the Second Realm series right now. We're getting ready to conclude that here in the next couple of weeks. And Second Realms are just, you know, many cultures, but, you know, where people have there's autonomy and respect for person and property, and where people can actually live free. So there are cultures outside of the normal servile society. You just listen to the series if you want more, you know, more in depth on it. But I also do something called the Vani podcast that's released every Tuesday. Mm. And we talk about Vani, which is an awkward contraction of voluntary and not vulnerable. So it's all about becoming as invulnerable to coercion as humanly possible from both public and private coercers. It's, you know, government and criminals, actual criminals. So that's VaniPodcast.com. And yeah, I always love having conversations about these subjects, especially kind of the philosophical ones. I don't have those much anymore, honestly. So it's always nice to get back into doing that. It's always fun to work through, arguments, on live radio and all.
And
always fun.
Yeah. And
a little
thank
daunting,
you. Thank you for coming on this dumb little statist show.
Yeah, you are a fucking statist, Louis.
Damn it. I know.
Oh, shit. Yeah, appreciate you having me back on, man.
Yeah, no, you're...
This whole short notice thing is working out quite well, actually.
Yeah, I know. You know what it is? It's like, okay, I have all week to freaking plan a show, like, and my first... Like, plan A always freaking fucking smashes in the last second, because I was going to do a show about... I wanted to interview this girl that I grew up with who... constantly complains about how dudes don't want to pay for her hair and nails and whatnot. And she talks shit about guys that make only 40 grand a year, how they can't afford to pay her bills, how, you know, she needs to get a millionaire. She complains on how, you know, she will settle for becoming a mistress as long as he, you know, pays her rent and shit.
And, damn, so that didn't work out.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, well, she's kind of flighty, so, you know.
It'll take a few tries.
Yeah. And, you know, I wanted to talk to her because it's like, I went, you know, there's this thing, there's this site, I don't know if you heard about it, it's called Groupon. And basically what Groupon is like it, they like there are different services and stores and businesses that they offer coupons that if you prepay, they give you good deals. Huh. One time I took a girl on, you know, on a date using Groupon. And it was a good restaurant. They gave us a 3-course meal with wine included, $60. I went to Costco and they sell movie tickets there. Uh-huh. And you know, here in New York, movie tickets are $17. That's if you
Jesus.
Go, yeah. That's if you go to the like the standard definition ones. If you want the 3D ones, they're like $30.
It's an expensive night out.
Yeah. So I went there, spent $30 for two movie tickets, plus a $10 concession gift certificate. All in all, $90 for a date. Saved a bunch of money, and it's still high quality. It's not like a cheap experience.
Uh-huh.
So I asked her, you know, was doing like a pre-interview just to see what she said. And I said, what if a guy, like, you know, he took you to like a 4-star restaurant, but he prepaid for the meal. Like he used Groupon.
Uh-huh.
It's okay, but not for me because it's tacky. So let me get this straight. He has to pay full price. Like if he could find the same, if he could be thrifty and it's not cheap in the least. It's not like you're getting government cheese. This is the same shit that you would get if you paid the full price. It's just you're prepaying and you're getting a better deal. It's just tacky.
Yeah, that's true.
I would smack the shit out of you because money bet, like most chicks to be like, that's tacky, but they'll still go. And then talk shit afterwards. After they've drank the wine, ate the steak, enjoyed the movie, they'll talk shit afterwards. So.
Yeah. Oh. Anything else, man?
No, man. But like to thank everyone for listening. Like to thank Shane for coming on. Definitely check him out at libertyunderattack.com. As always, if you guys want to help support the show, please go to tinyurl.com/LouisCrypto. If you don't want to donate, if you don't want to use my Amazon link, go to tinyurl.com/LouisCrypto. And, you know, dedicate an hour or two and help me mine for cryptocurrency. So that way I could build this show up and provide better content. Like, my problem is there's not enough hours in the day for me to, like, really produce this show. I want to be able to build a little studio here and start doing a real video show and give you something to watch and enjoy and really start producing something. Have time to freaking produce stuff because I'm too busy fucking working. Because, you know, I don't get the welfares. I don't get the free monies. I gotta bust my balls. But yeah, definitely. But anyways, I would like to thank everyone for listening. Come back next week, same crotch time, same crotch schedule. And subscribe to me on Spreaker, on iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and podcast.com. Just search for the Crotch Out Radio Show. Subscribe, download, tell your friends, family, send it to your son in freaking middle school so that way he can learn to become a savage. Savage. Anyways, as always, from my house to your house. Mahalo.
And that's the end, Joe.
Help the Crowd Shout Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalists and riot gear to Beanie Babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouieB. And just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crowd Shout Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouieB.